too much exertion, then I feel sensitive, you see.
What was that you said?
Hello? Hello, honey. I was just saying, if you ever sleep in your world at night.
No, not as you know it.
No.
But we can relax. I don't know how.
Exactly, yeah, that's
but
what
we
I
can
yes.
Close our thought mind.
Yeah.
So that we are able to temporarily go into a what you would call a sleep state, but it's not sleep as you know.
In a real sense.
We don't have to go to bed, you know.
No. You have no bed in the home.
No, it's not necessary.
No.
But sometimes people, when they first come here, and they are clinging to the old ideas, you know,
yes.
of life on earth,
yes.
they think certain things are necessary.
Yes.
So they have them.
Yes.
But until they clear their mind
yes.
of certain ideas and things which are carried over from their earthly existence,
uh-huh.
until they can rid themselves of that idea
yes.
that it is necessary,
mm-hmm.
then they have it. But then they begin to lose the thought of it. Then they don't need it and they don't have it.
No.
You see, what it really amounts to is that a man or woman
yes.
is no different to what he thinks.
Yes.
As a man thinks, so he is.
Yes.
If he thinks certain things are necessary, then temporarily,
yes.
for a time, he will retain the idea of that,
yes.
and it will therefore continue. But once he realizes it's no longer important or necessary, then it is discarded.
Yes.
This applies not only to one thing, but to many things.
Mm.
There are some people who think it is very important for whatever you know to do, and they do it, but it is only temporary. People carry over the old idea of things, and until they rid themselves of it, then they continue, you know?
Yes.
No, we are no different in many ways to what we were on earth.
Yes.
But in many other ways, as we progress, so we see differently and act accordingly,
yes.
you know?
Of course, you don't eat, you're not hungry.
Well, it is not necessary.
No.
But when you first come here, you may feel the desire for things.
Yes.
And temporarily, because you have created the thought and the idea of it,
yes.
it exists for you. But it is unimportant.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I come down to you.
Yes.
And I think, to some extent,
yes.
temporarily when I'm with you, on your level.
Yes.
If you are thinking on certain things, material things, though they are no longer to do with me, and they are not of my interest in a way, but I think about them because you think about them. You know?
And you don't need to drink water even?
No,
no.
This is not necessary.
No.
We have everything here,
yeah.
Which you might say is of real value, that has an important part to play in our lives.
Yeah.
But we don't have the things which we consider not essential, you know?
No.
You know, you cannot realize this, but you know, when I want to appear in a certain dress,
yes.
then I think of the dress,
yes.
and then it is there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like some of my dresses in the wardrobe.
Yes.
I don't have them here in a sense, but if I think about them and concentrate my thought about them, and since you have kept them, they are there to remind me and you,
mm-hmm.
then I can take for myself for the time being.
Uh-huh.
When I come to you, I sometimes appear to you, or come to you as you remember me,
that's right.
wearing a certain dress,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to explain these things.
Yes.
I don't think one knows how to do it.
There
are many things we can't put into words,
no.
you know?
No.
I mean, the children, for instance,
yes.
here they are grown,
yes.
and they look, indeed they are young,
yeah.
you know? But on earth there was, we might say, no existence, you know?
Yes.
It is a thought force.
And
thought is creative, you know?
But I've always heard that old people become young again.
Until, no, yes, that is true.
Yes.
When they stop thinking elderly, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, if a person comes over here at 80,
yeah.
and when they first arrive here, their thoughts are still predominantly material,
yes.
then temporarily they will remain to some extent as they once were on earth.
Yeah.
But as they begin to perceive that these things do not affect them in the material sense anymore, then they change.
Uh-huh.
And as you change, so you change. As your thoughts change, so do you. Oh. You are as you think.
That's right.
You know, it is so true. The physical side of life, material things, when you're on earth, they are affected by the material conditions of life.
Yeah.
And therefore, in consequence, things begin to change and deteriorate where a physical body is concerned. But actually, it is only the physical side, the mental side is young.
Yeah.
You are young.
Yeah.
You are not old.
No.
Though the body begins to show signs of age, the spirit is young, the mentality is young.
Yeah.
Your remembrances of life are young.
Yeah.
Of our association together, our life together, our love.
Yeah.
All this is of youth. All this is of young thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
We are not affected by those things anymore.
No.
At least I am not, and most people are not. Temporarily they may be held back a little. But when you come here, because of your knowledge of these things, and because we have been able to communicate regularly, then you will immediately know what has transpired, that you are no longer in a material body, and automatically you will become young.
Has your mother and father become young?
Well, younger.
Younger.
Younger, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it is harder for some people than others.
I
think if one has the knowledge, like you have, of this, being able to communicate, knowing that life continues, that death is not the end, that we are as we think, mentally and spiritually, then it is so much easier.
Yes,
that
course.
Is why when you come here, I have no doubts, everything will be smooth, you know, and it will be natural. And you will be overjoyed, you will be happy, you will be young. In fact, I look as young as the children, or the children look as young as me.
Yes.
Because we think young, and we are young, and we are not held down anymore by material things.
And then you remain young forever.
Well, what is forever? I don't know. You ask me a question, I don't know how to answer.
Eternity.
You see, we are not conscious of time like you are.
But eternity.
What is eternity? I don't think either you or I or anyone can answer that question.
Yes.
What is eternal? Eternity means going on and on and
on.
But there must be changes.
Yeah.
And they may be so subtle, you know, so different to what we may think. I am sure we shall be together,
yes.
But I think we shall go forward together and we shall change, perhaps. Our outlook will change according to our evolution.
Yes. Progress.
What is the ultimate? One cannot say.
No.
And because we're not conscious of time, all I know is, I put it like this, I don't know if that is correct, I talk about the present.
Yes.
And of course one thinks about the future. One is grateful, of course, for the past.
Yes.
Which is chiefly material, inasmuch as I was with you on earth and we were together. And our love was very wonderful and strong, and we shall continue in that way. But what lies ahead, farther ahead, I don't know. I just know that we shall be as one.
Yes.
And who knows, perhaps eventually we shall merge as one. I don't know.
Yes.
But we are individuals, of course. I am still me, and you are still you. But we may become, who knows, with the children and perhaps even other people, we may become part of a great group of souls.
Yes.
I think this is true.
Yes.
I think that we fall into categories in a way.
Yes.
I mean, there are people that I have met who are not related or connected with us in a material sense, and yet they are, in a sense, very close. You know, it's very difficult. We think of family, but family is not necessarily always as close as friends. You know?
Yes.
I mean, it is what is important is love.
Yeah.
If you are deeply involved with a person and you are in tune and you have a great love and affection and regard for each other, then you are as one, in a sense. That is like the marriage service, you know, where two people come together in true love and understanding. They have become, in a sense, one in spirit and in truth, and in harmony and in love.
So,
it is very interesting. I wish I knew how to explain it to you.
So husbands and wives don't really come together, but there is no love between them.
Well, this is it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how many people get married, you know, and after a time they fall out of love, Yes. They don't feel very close one to the other. And that is not a real marriage. That is not
marriage
in harmony.
No.
Marriage in the material sense is not the reality. It's marriage in the mind and the spirit.
Yeah.
This is the thing that continues. That is why you and I are so close.
Yes.
And that is another reason why I am able to come and talk to you.
Exactly.
You know, if there was no great love between us, if the break between us was a strong one, if that we had fallen out and there was nothing to hold us together, there would be no reason. I would not be able, probably, to come and talk with you. Or if I did, it probably would not be very good, or I would not feel inclined to continue to come back.
Yes.
I come back because of love.
Yes.
Otherwise, I have no interest in your world anymore.
No.
The only interest I have is you.
Yeah.
And because of your love for me, and my love for you, and the children. You see, we are as one, and it is because of this that we are able to make the link of the contact, you know.
Yes,
it is love that is important above all else.
Yes.
Where there is no love, there is no future, there is no life, no happiness, no joy.
Yeah.
Life depends on love operating behind everything, and it is love that makes our coming together possible. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm shouting at you.
No, I have to shout.
You are getting very dead.
No, I hear you perfectly. I hear you perfectly.
I don't know what is happening to you. I think you are beginning to break up.
Well,
I'm very happy about it. I don't want you to go through pain. I don't want you to be in hospital or to be ill.
No.
But I do see signs, and I do know that you are getting closer to me, and that I am looking forward very soon, I hope. I don't know exactly when, but that you would join me.
Yeah.
You have to go on hospital. You have to have the operation. That will be a success. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to die from that.
No.
I think you're going to die from something quite different. Right. And when the time comes, it will be quietly and peacefully in your sleep. And this I feel sure about. There's going to be no long lingering illness, no nursing and all that. You will come peacefully and quietly in your sleep. This I feel sure about.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to know.
And we will be waiting for you.
Oh, that's a good
You
time.
Know?
Yes.
There will be the three of us.
Yes. It will be lovely.
The children will be there, I will be there, and others perhaps too. But we shall wait for you and look after you when you come. And then when we, settle, then we go forward together.
Huh? Yes.
I'm holding on for you.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know. But, unfortunately, I have to pass my time here.
Well, you don't do too bad.
Until the appointed day.
You don't do too bad.
Yes, well.
It has gone very well for you. Until the last few months.
The world has become so dreadful.
Ah, that is another reason why I think it is wonderful to know soon you will be joining me.
You see, that makes you also wishing to go over. Every day there is some wicked news to listen to, somewhere in the world.
I have no doubt about it. Everything will be well.
Okay.
And I just want you to be aware of this and not to have any doubts, not to be afraid, you know.
No.
I know you are concerned and worried because of the operation. You don't like the idea of it.
No, I don't like the idea.
But what can you do?
No,
you have to have it.
No.
And it will be better for you when it is over.
Yes.
And after all, I don't want you to be unhappy or in pain. But it's only temporary.
Tell me what you think about this spiritual surgery. You know, the Philippine surgeons gave a public demonstration some time back in England, and they operated on hundreds of patients, and of course people don't believe it, they think it is humbug and there's trickery, and they use pig's blood and all that sort of thing. Is it really so?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't want to talk about it because I know that if healing is of a spiritual nature,
yeah.
if it is done by spiritual means, it should not be necessary to make a physical operation.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I don't know much about it.
No.
I don't think that I am in a position to make comment about it,
no.
but I am not happy about it.
No.
And I don't think it should be necessary.
Mm.
The power of the Spirit can do all manner and kind of things, but I cannot believe myself that there should be any need to make physical operations where blood and etc. is taken from a patient like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that healing happens. I know the power of the Spirit can accomplish many things. But I am not happy about it and I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I just feel it's not for you.
No. Because you see, there is a very famous medium here in England, George Chapman. He goes in trance. And he's taken over by Dr. Lang. And this Dr. Lang does operations while this Chapman is in trance. And he has become very famous so that he has opened centers in almost every country in Europe.
Well, I don't know. But I do know one thing, that it is possible to heal the sick and the suffering, as Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that these things do happen.
Yeah.
But I do know that it should not be necessary to do it in a physical sense. Mentally and spiritually, many things are possible. And it can affect the material body and certain things can happen.
Mm.
But you know, the power of thought is tremendous.
Yes.
And I think that also a great deal depends upon the patient. If they are cooperative, if they have absolute
yes.
faith,
yes.
then that is a tremendous help to the work of the Spirit in achieving results, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think a lot of these things do happen. But I do not think they happen as often as people like to think. No, I don't want you to bother. I don't think that is the way for you. I think in regard to this business of your operation,
yeah.
that has to happen.
I
think it is a physical thing which has to be
yeah.
attended to in a physical way. And I think it will benefit you and you will recover. But I think when the machinery begins to run down a bit,
yes.
then unless you can put spare parts back, you know,
yes.
or repair spare parts, huh?
yes.
and it is like a mechanism, you know.
Yes.
But while you take it slowly, it is like an old car.
Yes.
If you try to go too much, too fast with it, and wear out the works, if you take it gently and quietly and do not overtax it, it will still get. You go a distance, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And that is what you've got to do. You've got to slow down. You have slowed down.
Of course.
And you mustn't expect to be able to do the things you did 20 years ago or 10 years
no.
ago.
No.
If you are sensible and careful,
yeah.
then you will be all right. But I still say, when the time comes, I am sure it will be very quick, and I think it could well be in your sleep.
Oh.
Anyway, don't worry.
No, I don't worry.
What am I going to do with you? When you come here, you're going to be like a newborn child.
I see. Oh, that will be nice. Oh.
And do you go back when? Sunday?
I go back on Sunday. And I'm planning to come back in November on your birthday.
Well, that would be very nice. But that's very soon now.
They're on the same month.
Well, I don't know.
And Leslie has very kindly offered to me sitting during the birthday week. So we'll sit on your birthday.
Well, that would be very nice.
Yes, I hope so. But I keep my fingers crossed and I say...
You have to keep.
I hope by the time I'll be well on my feet after the operation.
Ah, you will be all right.
Huh?
I have no doubt about it.
Oh.
I know you are going to be all right.
Yeah.
I am sure you will not come here through an operation. I think you'll come here just quietly and peacefully when you are probably asleep. I know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
I don't have any doubts.
Oh.
I'm not sure as to time, but
no.
I don't think it is all that long now.
No.
I would not have told you this a year or so ago because I was not sure. Well, I'm not sure now exactly, but I do know that the time is approaching, and that maybe 18 months, 2 years, but maybe less. I don't know for sure, because we cannot judge time. but I do know that it cannot be that long now. And you've got everything in order, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Nothing to worry about when you come, huh?
No. Nothing.
And what about the flat?
And
all the things? What are you going to do with everything?
Go to
auction?
Yeah.
And what about anything else, you know? You have someone in mind, no?
Yes, I hope to pass on to relations.
Well, that does not matter very much to me, or to you.
No.
As long as when you're outside the body, they can do what they like, huh?
Yes,
they can have a bonfire.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Because everything that you love, that we love, is here, waiting for you. A replica of all the lovely things, the nice things, the happy things. They are here. I have for me many things that you have in what you say, in replica.
Replica. Yes. That's very nice, really. That's why I have not destroyed anything belonging to you.
No.
And those vibrations help very much.
I would like you to give Mr. Flint a picture of me.
I will.
Will you do that for me?
Yes, certainly. You mean Cobble's picture or...
A photograph.
Of you as you were?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Don't you think that would be nice?
Oh, yes, certainly.
I've often thought I would ask him, and I thought perhaps I should not.
No.
I would like him to know.
If he has a face for you.
Well, you know, when you come here to join me,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I'd like to feel that he has remembrance of us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
What do you think? No?
Oh, yes, very good. Very good idea.
Although, who knows? He
but
may
you
come
know,
before me.
But you know...
Or you, I mean.
But you know, Mr. Flint is thinking of moving from here.
What difference does that make? In a way, I know it is unhappy when one leaves a home, but with the conditions can be recreated.
You see?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Because the power which is generated, you know, around and about,
yes.
can be recreated. I know it is a break, but I think it is important. Well, I don't know whether he will or not. But I do know one thing. It does not matter if he goes to Timbuktu, I shall come.
It's a bit long way away, Timbuktu.
Well, you know what I mean. It is not the place. It is the conditions and the people. That matter.
Yes.
You know?
But then you're close to Rose.
Very close.
And you can ask her.
Oh, we are good friends.
Yes, I know.
I see her occasionally.
Yes.
She is very happy with her music.
Yes.
And she's with her mama.
Yes.
And her brother.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Marshall and all the various people that she's fond of.
Yes.
The same as I am with people that I'm fond of, and the children in particular.
Yes.
And I'm just waiting for you. When you come here, I'm not going to bother to come back again.
No.
Ah, the children send their love to you.
Want to talk to me today?
I see, just a moment.
Yes.
But I talk too much, huh?
No.
Hello.
Hello, Peter. Don't be shy.
Peter. Hello, I am here.
Yes.
I just want you to know I'm here with Mama.
Yes.
And Sibylla.
Yes.
We are all together.
Yes.
And we all send our love and a big kiss for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm looking forward so much to every time when you come and join us.
Yes.
It will make us so happy. I look after Mama, although Mama looks after me too, but we are all one together in love, you know. Oh, we are so happy for you. We are so happy because we know that soon we shall all be together.
Oh, very nice.
But don't worry, Mama. Don't worry. Everything will be well.
Okay.
At least I am sure. Just a moment, Mama.
Daddy?
Yes, Sibylla.
Hello. I just come to say hello to you.
Ah, no, you won't.
Oh, my love.
Yes, you have a lot to say to me.
I love you.
I know that, darling.
And Mommy and I.
Yes.
And Peter, we are all together waiting for you. And the time will come when we're all happy together again.
Oh,
and you must not worry. We are with you all the time. And when you go to hospital, we shall all be there.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Everything will be all right, Mama.
Yes.
Oh, I love you. And all my love, and may God bless you. And look forward to the time when we all meet again.
Oh,
my love.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sibylla.
sit out.
But they do very well.
Yes.
But they are very excited. You know, they insist that I do all the talking.
Yes.
You know? You know, it is very difficult perhaps to explain to you.
Yeah.
The children, of course, are very mature now, you know,
yes,
grown up.
Yes.
But I think it is they understand many things more perhaps than one realizes. But they always feel that the link between us is so strong, which it is.
Yes.
And they say, well, when my papa comes here, we shall all be together, yes, but it is you that he wants to talk to you. Because your memories are of me.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
But that is understandable. The children are very close to you as well as me.
Yes.
We should be with you, you know that.
Yes.
And don't worry about this operation.
Oh,
it's going
not.
To be all right. You're going to be perfectly all right.
I see.
And we shall all be there throughout the whole proceedings, you know?
Yes,
it'll take you a week or two to get strong and, you know, to get well, to feel better, you know?
Mm.
But that's to be expected, huh?
Yes,
but you're not to worry.
Yes. Darling.
What?
Thank
you for the roses.
Don't mention that. I would be very glad if you can help Leslie with his coming changes.
Well, I don't know. Of course, if it were possible, I would do it.
Yes.
There are many people here that would help. But whether he is to leave or not, I am not in a position to say.
Or ask Rose what she thinks about it.
Oh, I don't think Rose is too happy about the idea.
Well,
I don't know about that. Perhaps I should not say that.
Mm.
But you know, the house has been used for spiritual work for so long, and it is a break, huh?
Yes.
But I suppose wherever he goes, he can still work, do the work of the spirit. We can come just the same, no matter where it is.
Because
I like this house, and I like this room, you know?
So
it is our room, huh?
Yeah, you see, the vibrations in this house have been created after a lifetime.
Well,
and you can never find those vibrations in a new place.
No, they have to be recreated, you see, and that takes time.
And that takes time.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, darling, I have to go.
Okay,
but
darling.
I love you, and don't worry, love for me and the children and everyone here, and all is going to be all right. Don't worry, there's a darling.
And
big kiss for you.
And come with me.
I will be with you.
Yeah.
I don't like to say goodbye.
No,
I say,
no.
What shall I say?
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you, darling.
You know, she's marvelous. She really is. You're very fortunate to have such a lovely lady.
Oh, well.
And you see, you've built up something marvelous between you over the years.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll see you probably in November.
Yes, I hope
anyway,
so.
Anyway, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
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 Yes, they were lovely.
I know, they were marvelous. The children.